Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is.
10 o'clock hour is our open home hour. We open up the lines for you, the Arizona homeowner. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. When your auto attendant answers, just hit number one and bypass the message. That'll bring you right into the studio.
Sweet Jennifer, we'll pick up your call, find out what your question is, and we'll get to it just quick as we can.
Text messages can be sent to 411-923, and you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And I think we have to start with the most interesting thing.
The most interesting thing?
Or intriguing.
Okay, what could that be?
Getting paid by the power company to control your thermostat?
You know, this was a new program to me, Romy. I was not familiar with it. Do you remember as a kid growing up, we would try and teach y'all budgeting and y'all had your envelopes?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the one thing I told you was going to be a key to a fortune?
One idea.
That's right. We're all just one idea from a fortune. Well, now at this ripe old age I'm at now, I've missed my idea. APS is now offering to take over the thermostat at your house and super cool for you.
And they're paying
this
person.
I'm not kidding you. And they are paying you for the privilege of data collection. It's APS Cool Rewards. I was not aware of this program, but a family member has signed up for it. And you get notified on your phone, we are now adjusting your thermostat 2 degrees up or down or whatever. And they're manipulating your temperature based on the power grid system and the temperature outside and the comfort settings that you like.
And I think this is absolutely brilliant for the power company because they can help then manage their output. And if they, so they're more closely mirroring what is needed because it's just all based on historical data. We think we're going to need this much power, so we're going to make it. And it may hit the end of the transmission lines in Texas and just disperse.
But do you?
So this will help. But would I personally allow the power company to control my thermostat in my home?
And when they text
that
you.
That feels a little too much in your pockets
I know.
To me.
Sounds like Big Brother's watching
yes,
you.
Yes. Yeah.
I said, well, does it bother you that the eye in the thermostat sees you walking down the hall naked at night? He says, no, that doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I guess you get to that age where you don't care anymore.
But, I mean, when we introduced the idea of supercooling, I actually had representatives of APS and air conditioning manufacturer companies call me and say, you're nothing but a big fat power hog. I said, yes, I am. at the right time of day, I sure am. And then APS kind of got on board and said, no, I think he's onto something here. And the fact that this is the way all of power distribution is going to go, Steve Kep really should be getting like 1/10 of 1 cent for every penny that's saved by the power company and by the homeowners. If he just got 1/10 of 1%, and then if I just got 1/10 of what he got.
For promoting it?
Yeah.
It's his idea and you promoted it.
I mean, we're not only saving Arizona homeowners thousands and thousands of dollars. What is it? Somebody Google the cost of Palo Verde nuclear power plant. We've saved APS having to build another power plant. I want 1/10 of 1% or 1/100 of 1% of that budget.
And so the building cost of that power plant in today's dollars, you know,
yeah,
and today's technology, it's a whole lot different than what it was in the 70s when they built it or was
you,
it the
you,
60s.
You, but I would take... But I'd settle for what it took in the 70s.
That's okay. Okay.
If I just 1/10 of 1% of that, I'd be okay with it. I'm not
a replacement cost.
I'm not a greedy man. But I've always tried to teach my kids and my employees that we're all one idea away from a fortune. And my idea made a fortune. It just didn't make it for me. But I'm glad to share it. So the APS Cool Rewards, take a look at it. Just Google APS Cool Rewards. You'll get on a website there, and you kind of explore the idea of letting them basically super cool your house automatically for you, and they text you, "We are now doing this to your thermostat."
Can we get your family member on, say, in September and October and see how that worked?
I talked to him last night. This is new. He's only been on it for about a month or two. He says the other family member in the house noticed it was peculiarly warm on one instance, but generally speaking, they are modest, super cool advocates. They don't do it to the degree I do it. But he says the comfort level is about the same, and we just have to see what the efficiency is going to be. So
that would be another good question. How long could you go on it?
Yeah, you can opt out anytime.
So you could learn from them how they're super cool.
Exactly.
And then say, okay, I've got this down. I understand it. I can do this myself.
Take the eye in the sky.
Y'all back out.
Back out of my house. Yeah. And you know what? That's my one idea. I always knew I had the one idea. I just didn't farm it correctly.
You had two ideas, super cooling and this.
Man, oh man. Boy, did you see the email that came in this week? What was it about the email this week? I literally, Romy, I almost teared up three times sitting at my desk reading the email. We got some of the nicest, most complimentary email that I've ever had just about what our show means to people every Saturday morning. It was so humbling. One of the emails was from a longtime listener who recently moved from Buckeye to Gilbert. And there was a particular water treatment system in the new house, and he wanted to know what I thought of it. And it really brought up a lot of very big issues. I'm not going to name what equipment was there, but I just said, look, is it water quality associated certified? So I went on the website, and there's the logo, Water Quality Associated member. Well, anybody can be a member. Is the equipment certified? So then I dug a little bit deeper, and I found out their equipment isn't water quality certified. And then I got to talking to one of our Rosie certified water treatment people. And he says, well, Rosie, you're only doing part of the research, because there's equipment out there for water treatment where just the gooseneck faucet on top of the kitchen is Water Quality Association certified.
Your RO dispenser.
But just the faucet.
But not the equipment.
But none of the other equipment. Listen, when it comes to water treatment, I'm going to make it really easy for all of y'all. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com. There's three Rosie certified water treatment specialists in the state of Arizona. Don't waste your time. Just go to one or go to a couple of them. Have a couple of them come out and give you your opinion.
Oh, and technically, man, There's four, because yes, the Blaney's own theirs independent, but it's still a Kinetico brand.
Thank you very much. Well, I was talking last week about the longest lightning bolt ever recorded on the globe. It was recorded in Brazil in 2018. It was over 400 miles long. Let's bring in Mr. Bob Ross.
We had lightning on a couple weeks ago. You can listen to that podcast at rosieonthehouse.com. And one element we didn't get to in that is surge protection, because that's also hand in hand with protecting your home from electrical surges that come in through the power lines. Welcome back, Mr. Ross.
Thank you very much.
We're always ecstatic to have you on.
Hello?
We're
all looking at each other.
I'm looking at it, too.
Who did what?
That's not an EAS test, folks.
Operator error somewhere.
So with surge protection, you know, homes have now everything is solid state, and everything you get now is just smaller and smaller. So anything, any type of surge can damage a lot of stuff. And we also have other stuff now. We have satellite TV. You know, we have the computer wires coming in or phone wires coming in. So that's a big deal, even pole pumps. And when a surge comes in, you know, it goes underground and it can reach a lot of different homes. Or if you have a lightning strike, it'll do the same thing. So what we do is we put in a whole house surge protector, which goes into your main electrical panel. And it opens and closes and it discharges in 5 nanoseconds. It'll monitor your main panel on both sides. Anything over that, it'll open up, it'll discharge into ground, and it'll close back up again. And we also have stuff for, let's say, like your pole pump, you know, like your telephone or like your computer. Anything you buy will say, we recommend surge protection. And a lot of the surge protectors that you get, they're basically, all they do is store the surge. It's a capacitor. And so eventually it'll say either the light will come on or the light will come off, and then you have to replace it. The type that we have, you know, again, it opens up, it discharges into ground, and then it closes again. So it's there for the lifetime. It can take any shot, and, you know, it doesn't store it, so it's not full. And it'll just monitor and just keep doing it. Even if it's a little surge, it'll open up, and it'll discharge into ground, and then it'll close, which eventually would save a lot of the transistor stuff that you do have, because even a small surge will heat it up and cool it off, heat it up and cool it off. So it shortens the lifespan.
Everything you plug into your home, air conditioning, appliances, electronics, every single thing, this is all protected by one surge protector that's placed out at the meter. This isn't strip that you plug in, and most of those aren't even rated to last past one surge. So you're bringing the protection to the exterior of your home. And like you said, you're also now protecting the data lines and, you know, cable lines, if they're satellite, any of those things coming in. All of those surges are kept out, so we've got clean electricity past the meter in our home constantly.
Yes, correct. If you do have a satellite TV, what we do is we put one up on the satellite. So if the satellite got hit by lightning, this would kill itself. It's like a fuse inside, and it'll just kill itself. So it'll stop the surge from coming into your home.
And I've got a text here asking, would the surge protect solar equipment? Well, it protects everything past the meter, and your solar equipment is past the meter. So absolutely, yeah. it would protect that as well. I don't know why.
We put a lot of air terminals on solar panels too, that reason.
And I don't know why it's not a mandate that surge protectors should be installed on the home when they're built. I mean, that to me, that should almost be code.
Basically, it really should, but people don't realize that. You know, and again, well, a long time ago, like in the old days when you had a washing machine, you can hit that with a hand grenade and it would still run, you know. But now, even air conditioners, look how delicate they are. Most of this stuff now is solid state. And you could see how thin the wiring is and stuff. That can't take anything.
Is this hand grenade a personal experience you're sharing with us?